Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z with your host, John Overall. We're going to be covering the letter M today in today's plugin. What we're going to be covering in today's plugin is MailPress. It is a very nice plugin to help you out with getting your mail out there. If you've got a WordPress website and you want to run yourself some mailing lists, this is a really great plugin for doing that. And we're going to go through the setup on it for you after a couple minutes here and let you all know all about it. So in just a moment, we'll get right to it. I'd like to thank all my listeners out there for tuning in again and listening to another great podcast on plugins with me. I'm thoroughly enjoying doing this podcast, and I hope everyone's enjoying listening to it. I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, because we're coming up on 5 days till Christmas, and in good typical fashion, I sort of a little delayed in setting up my Christmas tree this year. We just got that set up here this evening, and my boy, 3 years old, he got to stick his first star on a Christmas tree this year. And as soon as I get a copy of the photo, I will post it up on my website, because, you know, it's always kind of cute to see little kids. Everyone loves little kids. So anyway, without much further ado, we're going to go into this plugin. Now, this plugin is called MailPress, and it's a WordPress mailing platform. To get it, of course, you go find it in the usual way. Go do a search in your administration plugins add new area, and you'll find it in the WordPress area. And then, of course, all you do is click activate. Now, once it's activated, then you got to go through and go through the setup, and we're going to follow you through the setup on how this thing goes. Now, what it does for you is it does create 3 new menu items for you. It creates a new menu item underneath the tools menu. It creates a new menu item first underneath its own menu item, and it sticks it somewhere in your list. And since my list of plugins has gotten pretty extensive in my install here, I've got to find it real quick, because we're going through and I'm setting it up on my website as we go tonight. I've been meaning to set it up for quite some time here. And we want to get this set up nice and proper for you. So it's a really excellent plugin, though. I've used this plugin on a couple of other websites and found it to be quite useful and quite a pretty decent plugin. Now, one of the first things you got to do is when you find the settings menu for it, is you've got to go in on it, and you need to go set and turn on the add-ons for it. So find the menu item there for it, and that menu item should be located in the plugins menu, is where it should be located. And once you get there, it brings you up all the add-ons that are available for this. Now, something I did discover with this version of it is you do need to turn these add-ons on one at a time. And because if you try to turn them all at once, the system gets really upset at you. Now, I'm going to go through the add-ons here that I use, but there are some here that you might use. Real briefly, let me run down the list of the add-ons that go with it. First, there's an autoresponder add-on. Then there's a batch send add-on to send your emails in batches. There's a bounce handling add-on. There's a bulk import add-on. This one is really great if you create yourself if you have another list you're migrating from. I'm actually going to be migrating from another list for another website that's got 15,000 users in it. And using this import will allow me to import from that other type of mailing list program to the WordPress website. It's got a subscribe to comments add-on. It's got a connection. You can use either send mail or the PHP native mail for sending the mail. I personally prefer to use the PHP one. It's got a plugin for filtering the image tags before it sends out an email. What it does, it cleans up the image tags in there. It's got another plugin here to fix a tiny MCE error. So if you use Video Quick Tags or CForms in your website, this fixes the error that's caused by CForms that I've seen on caused by other plugins I've added into the system. It's got a plugin for managing contact forms if you don't have another form of contact forms in here. It's got another plugin for managing import and export of APIs for files. It's got a plugin for managing different mailing lists. It's got a plugin for custom fields on the subscriber's name. It's got a plugin for managing newsletters, a plugin for creating categories for the newsletters, plugins to allow for drafts to be sent from your post. This one's actually kind of cool. I was testing it earlier this evening on my demo site. And what it does, it allows you, when you create a post and you want to see how it's going to send out to your subscribers, you just automatically send it from your post and you don't have to go anywhere else. You can manage roles and capabilities to allow your users access to certain areas of it. You can synchronize it up with any WordPress users you already have on your site so that you can automatically subscribe them in. It's got some tracking plugins, and those ones are actually nice. They stick them in your default dashboard area, so as soon as you log in, you can see what your mail's doing for you. It's got the ability to upload media to it. You can also go check out the logs, and it's also got a plugin for managing the cron in it. So those are the plugins in there, and the ones that I'm going to be using are as follows. I activate the autoresponder plugin for it, the batch send plugin I'll be using, the bounce handling. Everyone knows it's very important to handle bounced messages so you can unsubscribe people from your mailing list. The import plugin I won't be using on this because I don't have a whole list of people to import into my website. The subscribe to comments. This allows people to subscribe to comments via email. Very nice. I use the connection via PHP mailing. The filter image plugin. That one's actually very nice. I don't need the tiny MCE error because I did away with CForms and went to Gravity Forms. You can hear all about Gravity Forms by going to one of my previous podcasts. The contact forms, I don't use that, as I just said. Import API files, I won't be using that. The mailing list one, I will be using that. So we're going to have that one activated. The newsletter. We're going to use the newsletter one. And we're going to also use the custom name field one. Then we're going to also use the newsletter categories. And like I said, the draft for posts, that's kind of nice. We're going to use that. The roles and capabilities, because I have a couple other people starting to help me out with my website here, I'm going to use that to give them access to certain areas. The sync users, definitely want that because I want to be able to synchronize up users to my website and to my mailing list. Tracking, everyone wants to know what's tracking happening. Now, there is a couple of different tracking ones here. There is the track the user's activity. Then there's one you can use with Google Analytics, but if you use that, you can't use the regular tracking add-on. So you have to sort of choose between the two. Then there's the tracking rewrite URL, which changes your htaccess file to rewrite the tracking URLs as they go. It makes for a more precise tracking. Then there's the upload media, and this one's great if you're creating yourself your own newsletter going out to allow you to upload photos and other things while you're creating that newsletter. And then we've got view logs. So we can check out the log files to see what's happening with it. And then the final plugin to turn on here is the WP cron one to manage the cron file. Now, once all that's done, then you should find in the settings area your mail press, link to go manage the settings for it all. Now, I noticed the first time you get to this, it doesn't list everything up here. So the first thing you got to do is on the MailPress settings, you got to set the email that everything comes from and the name of who it's coming from when it sends out an email. Then you got to manage subscriptions from either the default page template or the category template. I leave it at default. And you want to allow the subscriptions from the registration form. And you want to allow people to view the mail in, or you can have them view the mail in full screen or not. Now in the newsletters, when it sends a listing of newsletters, you can have it show a number of newsletters at one time. I'm going to have mine show upwards of 5. So that'll be good. The mailing list, default mailing list, I haven't created my mailing list, so I'll be coming back to this later. In the administration options, we want to use the MailPress version of WP Mail, and we want to have the dashboard widgets. And then once you click Save Changes on this, then what will happen is after it does that, it'll give you a whole bunch of new buttons going across the top to manage all the different things that you just turned on in the plugins. And that takes just a moment to do. And what I've got here now is I've got going across the top, I've got PHP Mail, POP3, testing, subscriptions, batches, tracking, roles and controls, image filter, and logs. So we're just going to pop through these real quick. The PHP Mail one, this is to allow you to add additional parameters to your PHP Mail if you're into doing that. If you use POP3 for anything, this allows you to log into your POP3 server and grab its stuff. The testing, this is where you will use for testing your system if you don't use it from the posting area. The subscriptions, now this one here is very important. This allows you to set what people can subscribe to and to set what the default subscription area is. You can set descriptions for newsletters via all your different categories. At the bottom, you can set your mailing lists. Okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to allow people to go per post for all of my categories in here. And this takes a few moments to go through and check all the boxes because they don't have a simple box for check all, which is unfortunate. Be nice because I just go check all. So now you're just going to listen to me ramble as I go through because I seem to have quite a few things here. And you can set it for per post, daily, weekly, or monthly, to allow people to subscribe in whatever way they feel most comfortable to receive your updates, which is very useful. Now, as you check each box, you'll notice underneath it pops up if you want to set it as the default setting. Now, I'm not setting it for the default for any of my main ones. That's actually going to be my default one is going to be under my podcast category, because I assume more people tune into my website for my podcast than anything else. So this is actually kind of nice. It does take a minute or so, and because I have so many categories, I'm just going to check off a few of them here, and I'll come back to it later and tidy it all up. So once that's saved, then you can go on to the next item in the list here. Give it a few moments, and takes just a moment or two for it to get through that. So you got your subscriptions set up. Set up your batches. This is when you're sending out the batches, how many emails to send per batch. What this allows you to do is this controls it. In particular, dealing with spam, I discovered, and well, I just recently did some updates to the spam system on my servers today. And one of the things that's important is a lot of websites or server hosts out there, when they accept email, if an email is addressed to more than 100 recipients, then they will reject it as spam automatically. So what you can do is you can submit this in batches so that you can get below that limit and avoid triggering spam alerts for your legitimately sent emails. which is very important nowadays. So I'm going to set mine at 90 max emails per batch. Retries, I'm going to have a maximum of one retry. This way another thing doesn't trigger alerts, because if you have too many retries, you'll trigger spam alerts, so you want to be careful. And you want to submit the batches with either the WP Cron or via some other mail program. I'm going to use the batch send program that's built in this. Probably a little less intensive than the WP Cron. Everyone knows how WP Cron can be really intensive on your system. Now, when you're handling bounces, you can deal with bounces by putting in the return path that they come to. And what that does is that helps you deal with the bounces that come back. And once the bounces come back, it allows the bounce to remove the people from the list. And that's another very useful thing. And what that does is they have a generated return path for you, and you just put your user ID at mydomain.com on there. Well, whatever your domain is anyway. So you save that piece of information, and once that's updated, then you move on to the next item, which will be tracking. And everyone wants to be able to track to find out if their emails are being opened, if they're being used by people, being read, or if they're just being deleted. Because if they're just being deleted, then it's pretty pointless. Now, for tracking, you can track users to see what they're doing. And you can check them GLIP, their last 10 actions, their most clicked. And you can track all the mails that go out, too. So, pretty much, I just check all the boxes and start tracking it all. And then the next item in the list is the roles and conditions. That's not what it is. My brain's losing it. I know it's roles anyway. So anyway, for the roles, now what you can do is you can tell who gets to handle what below the administration editor. You can tell what the editor can do, an author can do, a contributor can do, or a subscriber to do. You can allow them to handle mails, edit other mails, send mails, delete mails, archive them, set up their own autoresponders, posts. You can set this up for users, how they can edit users in the mailing list, everything along that line. What they can see in their dashboard, settings, themes, whether they can control or change themes, or whether they control and change add-ons. So basically, you can give them total control or minimal control over your MailPress system, which is, you know, very useful. Now, the image control tab is the next one. And this sets the position of the images you place into your emails going out. And you can automatically have it default to an alignment of left, right, center, or wherever. And you can also set a style on that image if you want. And you can also enter the full HTML image tag. And you can also have it keep the URL when there's a full URL in there, so that no mail attachments with site images when there's a full URL. So that's very useful. Helps keep the photos or any other attachments from arriving as separate attachments in the email and being embedded into the email. And then the final setting here is the logs. And once we get into the logs here, you just go in and click on that. Now, it gives you a logging level. You can log whatever level of warnings you want, number of log files to keep. You can log autoresponders errors. You can log batch errors. You can log bounce errors. You can log newsletter errors. So that's very useful in itself. So once all that's done, now we have to go into the main menu for the mailing. It's under its own mailing list menu, somewhere in that pile of menus you now have in your left-hand side if you're like me and you've added lots of specialized plugins to manage your website. I've probably got more than most people should have. I think I've got somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 or 50 plugins running on my website now. So anyway, once you get in there, Just go from the top. First thing that comes up is mails. Click on that. Shows you, oops, I haven't sent out any emails. But this is where you can actually add a new email to go out if you want. If you clicked on Add New just to see what it does, it shows you the ability of who you're going to email it to or what list you'll email it to, subject line for it, type your email into the box, insert media if need be. Hey, how about that? I can add a gravity form to my emails. I really like that. That's sweet. Several of my other plugins show up here, so I can add other bits of information like my video short codes and my YouTuber short codes and my Next Gen Gallery short codes. I have to send out a few from there to see if it actually includes it. Now, the other thing it has there is it has a synchronize button. What that does is once you do your HTML email and you need to create a plain text email, this allows you to click one button and create that plain text email. Because it's very important when you're sending out emails to a list. Not everybody receives emails from a list via all HTML. I know a few lists that I manage. I have probably about 5% only get text emails. So this is very useful. Now, further down the list is the custom fields. You can add custom fields to add extra metadata to use in the email, just like any other post in WordPress. Add that extra metadata in here. And then, of course, you can save it as a draft or send it immediately. And you can also change the theme that you're using. Currently, it comes installed with four basic themes, the MailPress theme, the No Agent theme, No HTML theme, and a 2010 theme. So, and of course, you can always go create your own themes. I believe off of their website, they have information on how to create a new theme for your mail program. Now, next thing down the line is to create an autoresponder. Now, the autoresponder is very useful. This is for when someone subscribes to your mailing list or becomes a commentator or a new mailing list subscriber or if they unsubscribe. It's very useful. And what this does is you create these autoresponders. So say someone activates their subscription. You send them a welcome email. Thank you, welcome. Thank you for subscribing to my email. Welcome to my email list. We hope to provide you with lots of useful information, blah, blah, blah. You know, all that good, useful stuff. So that's where you want to create autoresponders. And basically, it looks like you want to create four of them at the minimum. One for subscription activation, one for a new commenter. So when someone creates a comment on your website, they get an autoresponder from this system. The other one, when they become a mailing list subscriber. And the other one, if they unsubscribe from a mailing list, you want to say, I'm sorry that you've unsubscribed. You know, why did you unsubscribe? Were I spamming you? Were you getting not enough info? Well, try to draw them back in. You don't want to lose those subscribers, especially if you can ask them why in an automatically sent message. That sounds very personal. Now, once you've done that, go back to the mails list and go into the themes menu, which is the next item down, and this will list up the current themes. And as I said, there's the standard MailPress theme, the 2010 theme, the No Agent theme, which is a theme in French, un thème français, if I pronounced that correctly. I don't know. I took French in college, but you know, it was tough a few years ago. Now I've forgotten it. And the final one is No HTML, so it would be a pure text theme. Now, the next thing down the list is users. This is where you have any users you have on your website. You have them synchronized to it. And one of the things you can do is go in and edit those users. And if you have lots of them, well, it might take you a little while to add them back into everything. But you can go subscribe them to certain emails in your system and get them onto your... get them back on to listening to everything and send them a daily, monthly, or weekly update to your lists and subscribe them to your mailing lists, and of course add custom fields for them. And it comes with a couple of built-in custom fields, first name, last name. It also has a has a Google map that shows where they signed in at and where they're located. And you want to click in the tracking, you want to update this, save everything for it, bring them up to date. And we're going to have them do tracking on this. Go click on the tracking and you can see what they've done, where they've been, what they've clicked on, their last 10 actions. So you can find out a fair bit about them, about what they've been doing on your website. Now the next thing down the line here is the mailing list. Now it comes with the uncategorized one, so it looks like they use custom posts for doing this mailing list program. So we're going to change out the initial one, which is called uncategorized, and of course this one here is going to be my mailing list for johnoverall.com. And we'll be updating that. And we'll be bringing this all up to date and tweaking it out just a little bit. So this one's actually very nice and useful. And hopefully it works really well for you. Bring your list up to date. And you can create your separate mailing list. Like I'll probably have a couple of three mailing lists in my system. I'll have one for my my camping hiking stuff on my website, and one for my World of Warcraft stuff on my website. And when I add other features on my website that are specific, I'll add mailing lists for that specific area also. And then there's one final thing to look at, which is the logs in the system. And currently I have no logs because I just installed this. Now once you've gone through all your settings, of course, now what you want to do is you want to make it easy for people to get to your mailing list. And to do that, they've made it very easy for you. They have created a widget. Now you just take that widget, go into your widgets menu, and you take that widget, which is called mailing lists, fancy enough, or actually mail press, not mailing list, and you put it into your sidebar in whatever spot on your sidebar you want it to be. And then you give it a title. And what a title for the button. Give them the ability to manage their subscription link. And you can also preload the CSS, jQuery, and JavaScript that goes with this list. So when they do subscribe, it happens a whole lot quicker than if you didn't put it in there for them to subscribe to. And the nice thing about it is with the manage their subscriptions, if they sign in to your website or they put their information in there, click on their manage the subscription button, it takes them to the manage subscription page where they can sign up or unsign up for any of your mailing lists that you previously set up in the setup under the settings area for all the different categories that they can list to, either by posting daily, weekly, monthly, and even the default categories. So that makes it all very easy and useful. And that pretty much, in a nutshell, is the mail list program. And as I said, it makes for a very good thing. It is a double opt-in list. In other words, once they sign up, it sends an email out to them. It says, we see that you signed up for this list. Please click here to activate your link, activate yourself on the list. So nobody can go sign up other people for your list, because if it doesn't get activated, it just gets dumped from your system, which is very useful and very helpful. So That's it, pretty much. This has been another great podcast. I want to thank all my listeners out there. I still don't have any emails or comments on my website from users or listeners. I would appreciate it if you did send me some. And as I say, you can comment directly on my website. Let me know how I'm doing. Let me know how you like my podcast. Let me know if you see a plugin coming up or in the next set of letters I have to do, or if there's one that you want me to specifically do, I'll be happy to squeeze it in. Go comment on iTunes. Let me know how I'm doing on iTunes if you get this podcast through iTunes. If you get it through Blueberry, go comment at Blueberry for me. I really want to hear what people have to say about me. I just don't know. I hope everyone's enjoying this podcast. I'm thoroughly enjoying doing it. It's a great thing. I do want to make mention, of course, if you happen to be in Victoria, BC, Canada, next month, January 21st, I believe it is, we do have WordCamp happening in Victoria next month, and I will be speaking at it. Actually, it's January 22nd, 2011, at the University of Canada West. There's a link off the off my website, a nice little badge there on my website you can click on to get all the information you need to go to WordCamp. And come on down. We've got some really great speakers lined up for WordCamp. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be lots of fun. I'm kind of stoked about it. So that's been pretty much it. Until next time, you have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe. This has been WordPress for Plugins from A to Z with your host, John Overall.